Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Been a recent development in the UK where there's actually been some talk of specifically targeting grooming gangs, which is better late than never, I suppose. But some of the reactions in the political sphere have been downright dishonest and ridiculous. And I wanted to have a look at what has been said, as well as some of the reactions to it. And it's completely unwarranted, in my opinion, because
of course,
what's being said here is pretty milquetoast. I would go a lot further than what the Tories are saying. And there's also, of course, the fact that is it a cynical thing to try and win back the base Tory voters? And I think it probably is, right?
But of course it's ridiculous because it's being opposed by the left.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, no, don't target grooming gangs. So why?
It's not the best look for them, really, is it?
No.
Just like, yes, we're going to defend the grooming gangs.
But it's not unusual for them as well. So.
No, it's too close to home, isn't it? It's their voter block. So it all started
grooming
with...
Grooming gangs are not a large percentage of any population.
I was joking. But it all started with this article by Suella Braverman in the Daily Mail titled... Suella Braverman vows to stamp out grooming gangs behind organised child sex abuse.
Yeah, but this is not the first time the Conservatives have said
this.
No,
they've said this many times, yeah. So I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to read a little bit from the article just so we know what the statements are and what people are actually taking exception to. So it says, Home Secretary Suella Braverman today vows to stamp out the grooming gangs behind organised sex child abuse and raise the prospect of jail sentences for people who... failed to alert the authorities. She highlights the Rotherham child sexual exploitation scandal, which led to the conviction a decade ago of a group of British Pakistani men for offences against girls between the age of 12 and 16. The authorities had failed to act despite widespread evidence of abuse, in some cases because they feared being accused of racism. The Home Secretary, writing in the Mail on Sunday, pledges to track down and punish the grooming gangs with the same sense of mission and determination used to pursue the murderers of Stephen Lawrence, the black British teenager who was killed in a racially motivated attack at a bus stop in South London in 1993. Ms. Braverman writes, Time has come to make right one of the greatest injustices seen in Britain in modern times. She certainly writes about that. The systematic rape, exploitation and abuse of young girls by organised gangs of older men and the disgraceful failure of the authorities to act despite ample evidence is a stain on our country. And for some reason, it brings up that she's a Buddhist. A Buddhist, Miss Braverman, describes the perpetrators as groups of men, almost all British Pakistani, who hold cultural attitudes completely incompatible with British values. I mean, that's just provably correct. And you could even probably talk to British Pakistanis and they'll probably tell you that, yes, we believe things that are different to British people. Why are you asking? That's a weird question. Of course we do.
Well, she's speaking specifically about the men who engaged in the grooming.
Of course,
And she's doubtless correct about this.
Well, by the very act, they're going against British values, aren't they?
Sure, but I'm just amazed that the Daily Mail was able to accurately categorize everything that's happened here. That was all correct, Daily Mail. Well done. A plus.
It's the once in a blue moon that the Daily Mail's actually doing some proper good journalism.
Yeah, no, that was all correct.
Mm-hmm. But then you had The Guardian saying silly things like this, like, not even Suella Braverman's own department agrees with her about grooming gangs.
Oh no, the Home Office, which is populated by 95% Remainers and leftists, are in defense of the grooming gangs against the conservative Indian woman who's like, maybe we shouldn't be raping children. Who cares, Ella Cockbane? Who cares if
great
the Home
name
Office
for a
doesn't
feminist.
Agree? Like, oh God, sorry, I'm annoyed already. It's 9:34 and I'm already annoyed.
It's going to get worse than this.
Yeah, I bet.
Don't worry. So,
the Home Office don't agree. Well, the Home Office are the ones who covered it up.
Then The Guardian again, because it wouldn't let this go. They took it personally.
Of course they were. Oh, wait a minute.
They say Rishi Sunak refuses to back Braverman's widely criticised claim about the racial nature of grooming gangs as it happened. So
I love that this was a live blog.
Mm-hmm. We've got to have live messages about this. This is just too important.
Ticker. Does Rishi Sunak endorse Suella Braverman? And I mean, he should. It'd be an easy win for him.
Yeah, well, of course it would. Yeah. I mean, who in their right mind opposes targeting these sorts of people? Well,
The Guardian.
The Guardian.
But they also oppose abolishing slavery.
That's true.
They've been on the right side of history many times, actually.
So
obviously, I'm joking.
So it reads, yesterday in an article for the Mail on Sunday, Suella Braverman, of course, we read what they said, so I'm going to skip that part, but it says, Braverman said this, even though a report published by the Home Office, again, the same people that oppose it, supposedly, in 2020,
are covering it up.
Yeah, said the evidence did not support this. The report said most people involved in child sexual exploitation were white.
Yes, so, that's brilliant. That's amazing, isn't it? Because that's not what we said. We didn't say people involved in child sexual exploitation. I'm sure in a majority white country, that most of the people who nonce children will be white. Mm-hmm. The question was of grooming gangs, as in organized gangs that are raping and pimping children for profit. Most of those are Pakistani.
I'm glad you spotted that,
it's
the reason
so
I brought
obvious.
That up.
It's insufferable.
And this is a running
this
theme.
Is why, sorry, just to...
carry on.
Driving nuts. This is why I'm like, look, the Home Office is actively covering up for these grooming gangs. This is evidence of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I just hate it.
But this is something that lots of left-wing media outlets, I've not covered all of them because it would be pretty tedious hearing them doing the same thing. But they've all done the same thing in that they've set up the claim to be, well, a majority of them are Asian grooming gangs rather than, you know, they're disproportionate, which is what pretty much everyone who's talked about it is said.
Well, not only is it disproportionate, but the grooming gang phenomenon is almost entirely Asian. I mean, you've seen that they've found an English grooming gang.
They did, yeah. I think it's one in Cornwall, wasn't it? That they've cited, at least.
Oh, the one I saw was Westminster, so okay, they've found two. Right,
I'm not surprised it's Westminster, to be fair.
No, West Midlands.
Oh, right.
I am surprised it's West Midlands.
Sorry,
but they found two. No, like, I've seen a lot of like leftists being like, see? It's like, yeah, okay. But if we look at the convictions, it's just... It's disproportionate as a way of putting
it. So the quote they've actually included here is, it doesn't necessarily help their argument. I think they assume that people just don't read it because the information...
It is The Guardian.
The information that we're saying is in the quote that they're using to disprove the thing that we're saying.
Right, okay.
So it says, a number of high-profile cases, including offending in Rotherham, investigated by Professor Alexis J., the Rochdale Group... convicted as a result of Operation Span and convictions in Telford, have mainly involved men of Pakistani ethnicity. Beyond specific high-profile cases, the academic literature highlights significant limitations of what can be said about the links between ethnicity and this form of offending.
Okay.
Researchers found that group-based CSE, I think that's child sexual exploitation, offenders are most commonly white. Some studies suggest an overrepresentation of black and Asian offenders relative to the demographics of the national population. Yeah, that's what we've been saying. Mm. However, it is not possible to conclude that this is a representative of all group-based CSE offending. No one's saying that.
Yeah, but if it's not representative of it, then there's something disproportionately wrong with it.
Yeah,
right?
that's just proving what we're saying.
That's literally the argument, actually.
So it's being presented so dishonestly.
I don't even think they understand what they've written.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
But not only is the actual content of their article silly, the fact that they're saying Rishi Sunak refuses to back Braverman is wrong. So this is from...
Why wouldn't he?
This is from why the government's own website, by the way.
Yeah, but why would Rishi Sunak be like, oh, I don't know about that?
It's not exactly going to lose him votes, yeah, is
exactly.
It? So if we move on to the next link, John, here we have a press release from the government themselves, PM to clamp down on grooming gangs. And I'm going to read a little bit of, about what it says, because it's actually talking about what they're going to do tangibly if they actually end up doing it.
They're not going to do anything, but at least they're going to say they're going to do something.
Well, at least the message is out there, I suppose. If I'm being very cynical, I could say, well, it's in the media. People are actually talking about it. It might make it more on the agenda, which it should be right at the top of, in my opinion.
And that would matter if it wasn't a massive conservative majority in parliament, right? Mm-hmm. If it was like just activists or newspapers or something, I'd be like, yeah, no, that's good. At least they're putting it out there. But when you actually hold the levers of power and have the majority
there's
to
no
do whatever you want,
yeah,
exactly. There's no excuse. And this is why we shouldn't be letting the Tories off lightly.
I'm not letting them off.
I know.
Of course. So it says, evil grooming gangs who target children and young women will be stamped out under new plans unveiled by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak today. So this is following on from...
He's going to have jack boots. Okay, Rishi, I mean, don't get me wrong, I want to get rid of him too.
A new grooming gangs task force will see specialist officers parachuted in to assist police forces with live child sexual exploitation and grooming investigations to bring more of these despicable criminals to justice. Led by the police and supported by the National Crime Agency, the task force will be made up of officers with extensive experience undertaking grooming gang investigations and provide crucial support to forces across the country to root out grooming gangs and put more perpetrators behind bars.
So, just as a quick thing, all I'm hearing here is Rishi Sunak has got a selection of hand-picked racists that he's going to parachute in, and so the politically correct police are like, well, we just can't identify the problem, and he's going to just start saying slurs, and then you're like, oh yeah.
That's Rishi's racist.
Yeah, Rishi's racist. They're going to go in there. That's how the Guardian will frame it. Rishi's racist police officers.
So the final thing I'm going to read from this is data analysts will work alongside the task force using cutting-edge data and intelligence to identify the types of criminals who carry out these offences, helping police forces across the country to catch offenders who might otherwise be missed. This will also include police records, recorded ethnicity data to make sure suspects cannot evade justice because of cultural sensitivities.
These police forces all know that it's the Pakistani community majority disproportionately doing this. And they covered it up because it was the... It's like, like acting like, well, I mean, they just don't understand. No, they do understand. They covered it up. They engaged in a systematic conspiracy of silence.
Mm. Yeah, it's presenting it a bit poorly there, isn't it?
But
it is making mention of ethnicity, though. It's bringing it up deliberately. So what The Guardian is saying is wrong about it, in that Rishi is kind of backing what she said.
It totally is. I mean, this assuming that he's going to do something.
Mm-hmm. And as the BBC reports, Rishi Sunak blames it on political correctness, why people covered up for the grooming gangs in the first place.
Well done, Rishi. That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to give him too many points because we've known that for such a long time. It's
it's literally better late than never. But I mean, yes, that is correct. That's good.
And I also wanted to mention that on the website, it's certainly worth checking out the articles from Dr. Ella Hill, who was
a victim of grooming gangs.
Yes, and she's obviously got first-hand perspective on the matter and is probably far better than, say, The Guardian about talking about it in an objective and real way. So,
well, I don't even know if it's objective. She was a victim
of
these
course,
things.
Yeah, that's
but
right,
she's
yeah.
got direct experience and knows exactly what was going through the minds of the grooming gang members, because they would just tell her that she was an evil, disgusting white slag and things like this, and kuffar. And so, to say that these gangs aren't racially motivated is one of the things that drives me crazy. They're so obviously racially motivated.
Of course, yeah. I mean, the victims.
Yeah, they all say.
Mm-hmm. So yes, obviously check that out. It's all free to read and very much worthwhile reading if you want to know more about this. So there have also been some more silly reactions to this. So here's The Guardian again, seemingly refusing to let this go. Number 10 denies using dog whistle politics in grooming gangs crackdown.
This is very similar to the cartoon that was made of Posey Parker as the Trojan horse for the anti-nonce right wing. Like, how did she, Parker just wants to talk about feminism? Ah, but that's actually anti-pedo action.
How
and
terrible.
Yeah, exactly. That's... And the left are like, quick, don't let her in. And that, yeah, that's Rishi Sunak for you.
That's revealing a lot about the left, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh no, they're gonna come after the child sexual exploiters or
Yeah, but I mean, that's literally Harriet Harman sweating, right? So, like,
people not see this?
The left has been trying to normalize paedophilia for decades, literally decades.
Goes back all the way to the 60s, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, literally, you've got all of the French intellectuals, you've got the Germans putting orphan children with known paedophiles. You've got the paedophile information exchange that was attached to the Labour Party. Mm-hmm. Like, they literally are like, oh, God, this is a dog whistle for anti-leftism. Yeah, okay. If you want. I agree.
Oh, dear me. So, one thing that they do mention here is that Downing Street has denied using dog whistle generalisations to launch a crackdown on grooming gangs after the NSPCC and experts warned that framing the issue as one based on ethnicity could hamper efforts to tackle it.
Why would it?
Are you insane? I mean, we know that the NSPCC is a hive of leftism, and you
all
can cherry pick.
All charities are.
And you can cherry pick experts to say whatever you want. I mean, expert is such a subjective term.
Well, I mean, we have a doctor on our side who was a victim of a grooming gang saying, no, they were racist. It is ethnically based.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what experts they have. They conveniently never mention when they say, oh, an expert. Yeah. It was you leave it in the abstract, don't they? And then maybe later on they'll say who it is. And then there's this one from iNews saying, Rishi Sunak's focus on Asian grooming gangs may be the most irresponsible culture war yet.
Okay, yeah. Why? What's irresponsible?
The only winner politically may be Nigel Farage's Reform Party, while the real losers could be the victims of abuse. I don't think the losers are the people who've been abused when the perpetrators are convicted.
But surely, I mean, Rishi Sunak is doing this.
Because
he's like, look, I'm literally at, like, half of the popularity of Keir Starmer, and Keir Starmer's a really unlikable plank of wood.
Well, it's actually getting quite close now, the polling, supposedly.
Well, I imagine it's because of this. Weirdly enough, the British public actually like it when you lock up nonces.
Who'd have thought, eh?
Yeah, who imagine? Irresponsible culture war, though. Thank you, Independent.
Oh, this is the I. The Independent is the next one.
That's like a subsidiary newspaper.
Is it really? That explains why they're both equally
That's like the subsidiary
retarded.
Clickbait newspaper.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're not too far off here anyway. Grooming gangs don't just come from one ethnic background, Tories warned. They're just talking
Nobody said they did.
Yeah, this is, again, the same false straw manning of the argument. It's that they're disproportionately represented, not that they're just all one ethnicity.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the
fact that it was covered up. They're not covered up. When like the Cornish grooming gang or the West Midlands grooming gang is discovered, they're not covered up. The justice system works as it's supposed to.
Mm.
Well, almost. I mean, we don't get to the public hanging part of it, but like, you know, they at least get arrested. They don't just get let off.
It's so infuriating, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then the BBC actually looked at the evidence and presented it in a somewhat reasonable way, but then kind of slips in some nonsense. So let's have a look at what they have to say. It says, grooming gangs and ethnicity, what does the evidence say? And it says, it talks about Suella Braverman writing this article, and it says, to the BBC, she said the gangs were overwhelmingly made up of British Pakistani males. The remarks were described as dog whistle by Labour Mayor of West Yorkshire. I mean, I'm not surprised.
Tracy Brabham. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you. You did your patriotic duty as a progressive to pretend this isn't a problem. Well done. Mm-hmm.
And Miss Braverman was separately accused of pushing discredited stereotypes. Oh,
by
they've
who?
Been discredited.
By who? Some Guardian Easter? Who cares? Braverman's right. We can look literally at the convicted people in each case.
The Home Office clarified that she was talking about the three most notorious grooming gang cases from Rochdale, Rotherham and Telford.
But as Majid Nawaz pointed out, this has happened in over 20 cities in England now.
Yes, like, and I'm going to include another example of one that hasn't been mentioned in a second. And it goes on to say, so what does the evidence say about ethnicity of members of grooming gangs who sexually exploit children? In her independent review in the Rotherham case, it talks about this Professor Alexis J. The majority of named perpetrators were of Pakistani heritage, including five men convicted in 2010.
Yep.
So
I've read the Alexis J. report. It's exactly as we're saying.
Yes. And it says, Greater Manchester Police identified men convicted at the trial of the Rochdale abuse scandal in February 2012 as British Pakistani. The Telford abusers were men of Southern Asian heritage, according to an independent inquiry carried out into the case. These reviews also mentioned concerns among police and social service teams that if they pursued groups of non-white offenders, they might be accused of racism.
Yep.
So BBC actually doing some good stuff here for once.
Well, no, BBC finally dragged out into the light.
That's true.
Forced to admit that there's been a conspiracy of silence because of political correctness surrounding this issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at this. Failure to report child sex abuse to be made illegal. Oh, wow. Brilliant. So good. Finally.
Yes. It goes on to say that the suggestion that the ethnic background of the perpetrators plays an important part in abuse by gangs is hard to support, at least based on current evidence.
Speak to some of the victims, BBC. Would speak to some of the victims.
After it said all of that as well, it's so disingenuous to then bring that in, just like, yeah, here are all the cases that support this argument. Oh yeah, but by the way.
I've spoken to three different grooming gang victims now, personally. We've got Dr. Al Hill. There's another lady who wanted to remain anonymous, and another. And they all say that there's a racial component to the abuse. They all say it. But the BBC's just like, well, I mean, you know, what do I know? I can't, you know, see or hear anything.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It goes on to cite that same 2020 study from the Home Office. And it says, later on here, a previous piece of research from 2015 found that 1,231 perpetrators of group and gang-based child sexual exploitation, 42% were white, 14% were defined as Asian or Asian British, and 17% black.
Right.
And it's worth mentioning here, of course, that 42% is not the percentage of white British people, whereas the other groups are overrepresented.
Especially in 2015, when it was probably about 80% white, whereas the Asian community was about 3% and the black community was about 2 to 3%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they've listed here a good reason why we argue this in the first place.
Yeah.
In the refutation of it. So I really don't understand what they're trying to achieve here. Also, similarly, here we have an example from Birmingham, and this was from November of 2014, so it's going back quite a way. Yeah. This is another one that's not been mentioned, but Birmingham City Council hid links between Asian cabbies and child sex victims for 23 years.
Same as in Rotherham, same as in Rochdale, same as in all of these in Luton.
And
like the councillors are Labour councillors, they're Labour cities, and they knew and they covered it up.
Mm-hmm. And to read from this again, Birmingham City Council buried a report linking Asian private hire drivers to child sexual exploitation victims for 23 years, the Mail can reveal. Researcher Dr. Jill Jessen was asked by the authorities to look at the issue of child prostitution involving girls in care back in 1990. The following year, after 6 months research, she produced a critical two-part report which showed child protection failing by social workers and other agencies. Her report also highlighted claims that some Asian private hire drivers were linked to sexual exploitation of young white girls in care, including some who had been cautioned for prostitution offences.
Imagine cautioning a child for prostitution offences and thinking there's no one else involved.
Yeah.
Like there's no such thing as a child prostitute. There's a victim.
And it carries on to say, yet when Dr. Jessen presented her draft findings to a steering group, she was ordered to remove all references linking ethnicity and the private hire trade. Incredibly, her full amended final report was never published, and a meeting planned to discuss it was cancelled and all copies were to be destroyed.
Why would you need to do that?
It's so frustrating.
Unless you were literally deliberately covering it up to protect a particular group.
Yes. And finally, I wanted to point to someone who did a very good job listing all of the evidence here. This is Charlie Peters, who's a GB News reporter and presenter. And he has a really long thread here just talking about all the evidence we have that proves the link between the ethnicity of the perpetrators and grooming. And if you want to check that out, I've got it linked in the reading list down below. So please go and check that out if you want to find, you know, all of the definitive evidence in one place. But I just wanted to draw attention to this because it is really insufferable. Like the information, the facts are out there and they're being presented in such a dishonest way that it's infuriating.
It's been out there for years.
It has been out there for years, yes. And even now when things are supposedly being done, I'll obviously believe it when I see it, they're still denying it. And it does make me really, really angry. No one's doing anything about it. But hopefully there will finally be some action.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site.
such as the Epoch series, this episode on Song of a Cad. If you'd like to find out more, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Race to savings now at Menards. We have what you need to give your bathroom a fresh, updated look. Shop Menards' great selection of bathroom products from American Standard. No matter the size of your bathroom, American Standard offers a superior line of toilets, faucets, and more. Complete your bathroom update today with American Standard. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on more great deals happening now. Save.